The City of Bloomington is one of more than 1,200 communities nationwide to apply for a competition run by internet giant Google, which could net the city millions of dollars in high-speed internet infrastructure. But as WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, no one was sure exactly what Google was looking for, and that left entities like Indiana University to pick sides.
The city, or cities, which win out in Google's gigabit project will be seeded with in-ground internet cable, which promises citizens connection speeds hundreds of times faster than current broadband connections. The economic development prospects that creates led to some intriguing applications. Topeka, Kansas, elected to informally rename itself Google Kansas for a short time, leading to Google declaring on April Fool's Day it had renamed itself Topeka. Bloomington city leaders, though, crafted a more straightforward bid, all but devoid of such creative angling.
It just didn't seem like an option that would really help us.
That's Rick Dietz, head of the city's Information Technology Services Department, who helped craft the bid. Dietz says the online form Google created for cities to submit applications was very open-ended, allowing cities to choose their own path in just a couple thousand words. But the form primarily asked how cities would make meaningful use of the broadband fiber and asked applicants to spend a couple paragraphs explaining any other reasons why one city should be part of Google's prospective nationwide beta test of the project versus another. So little space was provided, Dietz says, that wasting time on frivolities was not an option he even considered.
Although those attempts were amusing, I'm not sure how much they're going to count for in the long run. Part of me had thought that, you know, as soon as everybody had submitted their forms, you know, there would be some sort of massive algorithm that Google had developed that instantly churned out, you know, who was the victor. And so everybody would know immediately afterwards. You know, obviously, you know, Google hasn't yet, you know, achieved omnipotence.
So it's not clear exactly what Google wants or what it will do with the information it has gathered from the 1,200 or so applicants. WFIU tried to reach Google's public relations firm to ask that very question, but could not reach a spokesperson for comment. So absent much direction, Dietz focused on two main factors, the presence of Indiana University and the city's connection to what's called e-health, or a move to integrate the information technology and medical fields. So Dietz called Todd Rowland, the executive director of HealthLink, a Bloomington-based firm which connects hospitals through the use of electronic medical records. Rowland says the Google grant could change the geography of innovation, in other words, enabling change in Bloomington, which otherwise might happen half a world away.
If you look at some of the Asian countries, those young people are experiencing super high-speed networks, and they're figuring out how to innovate, how to do the latest internet application, whether it be healthcare or something else, and we're losing that opportunity for ourselves. Not only does it affect us today, but it affects us tomorrow because it's going to have a negative impact on our innovation.
Once the e-health community was on board, Dietz attempted to leverage Indiana University to the advantage of the city's application with Google. So he contacted the university's vice president for networks, Dave Gent, who had an interesting suggestion for how to generate potentially groundbreaking ideas, which the city could offer to Google if the company needs more information about why to choose Bloomington over Topeka or Crawfordsville or Anderson.
And I said, you know, what I would suggest, Rick, is to take out an ad in the newspaper and say, you know, the city of Bloomington is interested in your ideas, not the campus newspaper, but the city newspaper. We're interested in your ideas about what you would do with this. And soon you'll discard all these, well, I'll get my email faster because nobody cares about that, really. But you'll get down to a set of really interesting ideas I don't know about.
But Gent says grant applications by a number of Indiana communities put the school in a bit of a tough spot. Since IU has campuses all over Indiana and is expected to serve the state as a whole, Gent says IU had to align itself with a single city without appearing to play favorites. What that means, he says, is that investment in any number of Indiana cities represents a win for the university, even though Bloomington is IU's clear favorite.
Where there are university campuses, since the university is a statewide entity, we were not, you know, focusing on a single city. We hope Bloomington wins, but if they don't, I hope Indianapolis wins. If they don't, I hope South Bend wins.
Google has not said how much money it will pour into the project or how many cities, if any at all, will be the recipients of the high-speed cable. Bloomington leaders rejected changing the city's name, but say that even in this already wired community, additional internet capacity could change its landscape. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.